This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Raindrops. Yes, so I finally got merch. That's right. You can buy your allegedly, and my boys, mugs, t-shirts, Raindrops, hoodies, and t-shirts all on CarlosKingShop.com. That's right. Get your hoodies, your t-shirts, and your mugs all on CarlosKingShop.com. Welcome to Reality with the King. It's me, Carlos King, the king of reality TV and one of the most sought-after executive producers in reality television with over 10 years of production experience. Twice a week on Reality with the King, we'll sit down with my friends across the entertainment industry, recap our favorite reality shows, and revisit unforgettable moments that we are still talking and tweeting about. Don't make me call Portia. Yes, baby! Celebration. Cool in the gang, baby. Portia is back. And as you can see, I am a happy camper. Yes, yes, and more yes. Let's get right into it. Now, did I know weeks ago? Yes. Oh, Jesus. Raindrops, I love you guys. Now, I can't tell y'all everything, child, because the block is hot. That's all I'll say. Nonetheless, I am super thrilled that Portia Gubadia is back to reclaim her throne on The Real Housewives of Atlanta season 16. Portia is a star. And we're going to have a real conversation on this podcast just about Portia coming back and the pressures of Portia's return. And if Portia can single-handedly save season 16 of The Real Housewives of Atlanta. As somebody who has worked with her for so many years, I've said this on my podcast, I've said it in interviews, I always felt that Portia was very underestimated. And I'm so happy that the world and the powers that be are now really seeing what a captivating personality she is. She's a star. And you gotta give a woman credit for knowing her worth. To leave a show and said, I'm gonna marry my African, I feel you, sis, and I'm going to live life for my first year of marriage getting to know my husband on a deeper level and our blended family. She chose her family over the return of the show. And you gotta give this woman props for that. You really do. I feel like Portia was like, if I immediately start filming another season while I'm freshly married, that would have done a lot to her marriage. Because it's the focus would have been on, obviously, look, the drama, the messiness surrounding people's interpretations of what happened. And she chose herself. And as somebody who attended her wedding, my girl is happy. She's so happy. And I went to the African wedding with my African, because I have to make sure to celebrate his culture. You know, so I had to go to the African wedding to honor his culture. He's Nigerian. Simon is also Nigerian. And me, Portia, Nene, you know, allegedly some other reality stars who I can't, reveal their tea. You know, we have a Nigerian, we have an African, and life is good. Life is good. So, don't pay me no mind, child. Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day. Anyways, so as somebody who was present at her wedding, to see my girl in full bliss and in happiness just warmed my heart. And I was proud of her for quitting all her jobs and said, I'm going to follow my heart and make sure that this marriage is going to work for the both of us and not have the distraction of the show. We've seen Portia in her PJs, hopping on the PJ. Yes, honey. Traveling around the world with her husband and their children and being a wife and a mother. I cannot be more happier for my girl. And the fact that she said, okay, we celebrated our 1 year anniversary of being married. You know, maybe now is a time that I can come back to the love that I have for reality television. Because let's be clear, Portia Gubadia was born to be on reality television and just on TV, period. She is a journalist. Hey, Tamar Braxton. Hey, Shannon Sharp. Hey, Carlos King. And as a journalist, she is somebody that has staying power in the world of not only journalism, but also reality television and scripted. So Portia came back to the Real Housewives of Atlanta. My girl secured an overall scripted deal with NBC Universal, which is huge. What that means is Portia has the right to create and also star in scripted content. Baby, Portia has made history. Happy Black History Month, Portia. Portia Gubadia is the first housewife to secure an overall scripted deal. Portia knew her worth, and she secured a history-making overall scripted deal as a housewife. Put some respect on her name. Portia has made history. Now that Portia is back, the question is this. Miss Thing, who's going to be surrounded by you? Is Portia going to be the force multiplier of the show? Can Portia save the Real Housewives of Atlanta? For the past couple of seasons, the Real Housewives of Atlanta, I'm not going to get into it because I already did, and this ain't about the past. We're talking about the present and the future, honey. So in the past couple of seasons on the show, we have been begging for something new. Something fresh, something different. As you know, Candy Burris is no longer going to be a housewife. So now we have Portia. Rumor has it that Kenya Moore has been asked back as well. And let me just say this. You need Kenya. I want to see Portia and Kenya's budding friendship. I want to see their relationship blossom. They are fire and ice, but similar to my show Love and Marriage DC with Ashley Silva and Winter Williams, fire and ice, who got off to a rocky start and now they're bosom buddies. It would be nice to see that with Portia and Kenya. Oh my gosh, I'm about to cry. It just hit me. Portia and Kenya, and I've said this on my podcast, when season 5 happened, and I said this in Nene Leakes' face in my epic interview with her, I felt that Portia and Kenya single-handedly resurrected and changed the temperature of the Real Housewives of Atlanta when they both came in as new housewives season 5. And now,
allegedly,
Portia and Kenya are going to be the face of season 16. That is huge to know that Portia and Kenya who started off together season 5, and let's be clear, they changed that show. And I was there as a witness, like, they changed it. So the fact that these two force multipliers have the opportunity to resurrect the show together, I really hope that these two come in as forces to be reckoned with. We know that they have this very interesting dynamic of being frenemies, but I think for the audience, we will enjoy, at least in the beginning, let's see what happens because reality happens. I'm going to give y'all some advice. I want this show to open up, meaning a group scene, with Kenya and Portia first. That's what I would like to see. They're the new faces of this franchise. Kenya Moore and Portia Gubadia are officially the new faces of the show. These two women who saved Housewives of Atlanta have the opportunity to do it again. But can they do it alone is the question. Now, I have heard murmurs about casting. I'm not going to say it. But what I will say is, in terms of the other women who were on the show last season, we know that Candy has quit the show. That leaves Sheree, Marlo, Sonya, and Drew Sidora. I'm not going to say who should stay or go because I don't want to make this video about that. But let's just say out of the four that I name, I feel like two of them should continue on. My opinion. Let me know in the comments on Spotify podcast, commentary, all of that. Out of the four women left, there's Drew Sidora, Sonya Richards-Ross, Marlo Hampton, and Sheree Whitfield. I'm saying to y'all without naming names because I don't need all that, child. Plus, my advice costs a coin. Out of those four, I feel like only two should continue on. But let me know what y'all think in the comments who those two should be. And put on your thinking cap. Okay. Now, Portia coming back also, to me, has an opportunity to introduce people in Portia's world. Portia and her body, honey, has been living the high life on the PJ, courtside seat at the Hawks game, renting out a G-Wagon stretch limousine to go see Beyonce with her girls. There's a lot of women in Portia's life that I would like to see on the show. I think this has an opportunity to really refresh the show, to give us new faces. I don't want to see a former dot, dot, dot. I don't want to see a former reality star come in. I don't want to see another person on another show come in. I don't want none of the crossovers. I want new women in Atlanta to be built around Portia. Okay, I want the girl that's a real estate agent. I want the girl that has the BBL. I want the girl that may be a doctor. I want the girl who is owning restaurants and bars. There's a lot of wealthy Black women in Atlanta, and I would love to see them on this show. There's a couple of women who are hanging out with Portia that I would love to see on the show as well. All you gotta do is go on Portia's Instagram page. There's a couple of baddies and I'm like, cast this one, cast that one. This is the first time since season 6 when I got the opportunity to work with Portia and Kenya that I'm excited for the Real Housewives of Atlanta new season. This to me is the make or break season. You got Portia back and allegedly Kenya is coming back. If this show can work without two force multipliers, then we know there's other problems that allegedly is going on then. This is a huge opportunity to get the eyeballs who may have left the show, put them in their socket to watch 90 Day Fiancé, honey, on Sundays. They may come back to watch Atlanta Housewives if you get this right. The only name I will suggest outside of the two housewives from last season that I feel should come back, you need to bring back Phaedra. If you build me a show, I'm gonna give y'all some free dime. That's how much I love the show, and that's how much I care about my legacy. At the end of the day, no matter what I do in my life, I said this before, Atlanta Housewives will always be attached to my name and my resume. It is what it is, child. I left the show 7 years ago, and people still be like, yo, you, I get it. So with that being said, I've accepted that at the end of the day, it's my legacy, and I'm fine with that. But I like to be associated with hot shit. Therefore, I'm gonna need Phaedra back. If you give me Phaedra, Portia, and Kenya, you have a show. You have a show. Not only do you have a show, you have an opportunity to really, there's something so thrilling about resurrecting a show. I'm literally going through this right now on one of my shows. Y'all are nosy, and I'm not gonna talk about it yet. But I love the idea of giving the audience something that it desperately needs. Y'all need Phaedra. I wanna see Phaedra and Portia have a conversation about the state of their friendship. I wanna see Kenya and Phaedra and Portia on a lunch scene together. Phaedra does not belong on Marital Medicine. She doesn't even go to this school. The School of Medicine is not Phaedra's testimony. I said this on my own podcast, that episode, the premiere of Marital Medicine, when Phaedra and her bodycon dress and her blonde lace front came into that room and appeared on the premiere of Marital Medicine, I said, damn, y'all dropped the ball not getting Phaedra back on Atlanta Housewives. Phaedra Parks is Atlanta Housewives. Yes, she's the queen of traitors, and she's doing a fabulous job on traitors. Phaedra does not belong in Marital Medicine. She doesn't. Bring back Contessa, please. I miss Contessa and Scott. Hell, bring back Mariah. Although Mariah says she does not want to go back, I would like to see Mariah and Contessa come back. I want Phaedra to reclaim her throne on the show she made successful to. Phaedra is Atlanta Housewives. She hangs out with Portia and she hangs out with Sheree in real life. I want to see Phaedra and Apollo. I want to see the legacy of my stars, the all-stars. And that starts with Portia, Phaedra, and Kenya. We know Phaedra was never going to come back to Atlanta Housewives because Candy made it very clear if they want Phaedra back, she would buy out gracefully. That's what she said, so leave me alone. She said it, not me. Now that Candy is gone, it's a perfect opportunity to bring back Phaedra. This season is make or break. If y'all don't get this season right, we're all going to tune into 90 Day Fiancé or Sunday's Best. I'm serious though. We need Phaedra back. Take her off of Marital Medicine. She does not belong there. And I love Phaedra. And after watching more episodes of Marital Medicine, it was glaring that, okay, it started off good with you, Phaedra. And it's not Phaedra's fault. She doesn't belong there. That's all it is. So for us to get Kenya, Phaedra, and Portia, the trifecta, I don't care who you cast around them, baby. These are some force multipliers that can make the show great again. Make Atlanta great again. And that starts with Portia, Kenya, and Phaedra. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand the value of what it means to make this show great. It's starting with those three. I'm finally gonna give y'all something. I'm not gonna give y'all everything though, child, but I will say this, and listen to me loud and clear. Portia, Kenya, and Phaedra are the it girls. And then cast some other girls around them. If you start with that, this upcoming season will blow last season's ratings out the woo-ha. It just will. I want to see Portia and Simon and the blended family at her mansion. Portia has a butler that is around the clock. Portia is so wealthy and beautiful and snatched that we want to see the wealth again. Bring back the wealth to Atlanta. Portia is wealthy. Portia is sitting on a gold mine. Portia doesn't fly domestic flights anymore. You would never see Portia at the airport. You're not going to see Portia at Atlanta Hartsfield. You're not going to see Portia going through Clear. You're not going to see Portia at the TSA. Portia is flying private to Dubai, to Nigeria, to London, to Heathrow Airport. Bring back the wealth of Atlanta. We're tired of seeing these girls come on the show who don't have much to offer. Portia is bringing wealth back to Atlanta. I want to see Simon's family. I want to see the hedge fund. And Portia, tell me if I'm wrong, but I feel like it was revealed at the wedding that all of Simon's brothers are doctors. That's what we want to see. We want to see Portia hook up Phaedra with another Mr. Chocolate Honey who was dipped in African gold. We want to see the African doctors hang out with Phaedra. Hell, have them hang out with Kenya. Kimora across the street, honey. I want to see Portia hook up Phaedra and Kenya with Simon's brothers and uncles who are wealthy in Africa. I want to see Miss Diane, honey, who, by the way, looks amazing. And me and Miss Diane had an amazing conversation at the wedding. I'm not going to reveal it, child, but let's just say Miss Diane gave me all the tea, honey, and said, I can't be mad, Miss Diane. Miss Diane looks like Tina Knowles, baby. Miss Diane is snatch. I want to see Miss Diane. I miss seeing Lauren. I'm telling you, this has the potential to be the best season since season 9. Now, I will say this. I did love season 10 reunion, though. But that's neither here nor there. That's top 3 best reunions. Top 4, because season 4 is up in top 3. Season 6, 9, and 4. Okay, anyways. I digress. Anywho, can you imagine seeing Kenya hanging out at an African shebang bang with Simon's brothers and uncles? And Phaedra too. We want to see the African wealth in Atlanta. There's so many wealthy Africans, mine included. I'm teasing. You can African, we all get African, honey. Anyways, there is a big African presence in Atlanta. I want to see that. I want to see the wealthy African elite in Atlanta. Because some of these girls y'all have on the show past, they just ain't bringing it. They're declassing the show. I'm teasing. Hey, Nene. I am super thrilled with this. I am so excited. I'm happy for Portia. Portia knows her worth. Allegedly, Kenya is coming back. The only missing element right now is Phaedra. Take her off of Maritime Medicine. I beg of you. I beg of you. And Phaedra was interviewed recently, and Phaedra did reveal that she has been in talks to return to Atlanta Housewives. And Phaedra made a comment, because you know Phaedra is the shade queen. Hey, Phaedra. She said that it was the Titanic and that the ship was sinking, but what if she does come back and helps? I forgot the word she used, but pretty much to stop it from sinking, honey. Phaedra says she is a plumber and she wants to get her plunger to stop the ship from sheiking. Phaedra said, SOS, bitch, not Rihanna song. Phaedra says, saving our show. Phaedra said, it's a SOS, bitch. I'm here to save our show. She called it the Titanic, honey, and said, if y'all bring me back, honey, I could put a stop in the hole where the drain is, child. And I feel like Phaedra is the one that can do it, along with Portia and Kenya. Phaedra, Portia, and Kenya have the opportunity to be the Beyonce Kelly Michelle of Atlanta Housewives. Now, yes, I did go too far with that, but hey, roll with your boy. That's how excited I am. I am. Man, this is the best news that I have heard in a very long time. It really is. Get this shit right. Get it right. And you have the opportunity to have one of the best seasons in a very long time. Congratulations, Portia Gubadia, the first Real Housewife to ever get an overall scripted deal at NBC Universal. Happy Black History Month. Portia, look at me now. Get the girls activated, Portia. I am super geeked, super happy. Make Atlanta great again. Thank you for listening to Reality with the King. New episodes drop on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Share, comment, follow, and subscribe to Reality with the King wherever you get your podcast. Visit realitywiththeking.com and be sure to follow me at @thecarlosking_ on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and yes, baby, my YouTube channel where you can get all of my visuals, baby, my expressions. Yes, and don't forget, tweet me your thoughts and hot takes about this episode using the hashtag #RealityWithTheKing. Reality with the King is a production of Kingdom Reign Entertainment. It is produced by Sierra Spragley Ricks and executive produced by me, Carlos King. Kingdom Reign Entertainment, baby!